Build to drop ear candy in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level. Today we're focusing on that FX zone in drum and bass where you earn the drop, because indeed NB, the build isn't just throw a white noise riser on it and call it a day. The build is a sequence of micro events, tiny moments that create motion, tension, and expectation. Pitch dives, stutters, throws, little vocal answers, glitch ramps, stuff that makes the listener feel like the track is being pulled into the drop. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a repeatable workflow, a little build effects toolkit you can reuse in any project, mostly with stock Ableton devices, and it'll work whether you're doing rollers, jungle edits, jump up, or darker neuro-style builds. Let's set the scene first. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic range, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll think 174. And we'll build a 16-bar build into the drop. You can absolutely do this in 8 bars later, but 16 gives you room to tell the story. Step 0 is routing and returns. This is a huge pro divider, because throw effects are so much cleaner when they live on returns. Create 3 return tracks. Return A is short verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Use a room algorithm. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass it somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. And make sure the mix is 100%, because it's a return. Return beat is long verb. Hybrid reverb again, but this time hall. Decay 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 30 to 60 milliseconds. High pass 300 to 600 Hz. And low pass around 8 to 12 khz, so it's big but not fizzy. Return C is dub delay. Use delay or echo. Set the time to quarter note or eighth dotted if you want it to feel more skippy. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 250 hz. Low pass around 7 to 10 khz. Then put saturator after the delay. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Quick coaching note here. Do gain staging on these returns right now, before automation. A practical way to do it, hit each return with a big throw test, then pull the return fader, so it peaks around minus 12 to minus 8 dB. That way later, when you automate sends aggressively, your master doesn't explode. Also, mentally commit to this workflow. We're going to automate sends for single hits and words. That's how you get those clean throws without washing out the whole mix. Now we build the toolkit. 5 main ear candy elements you can stack. First, noise riser that actually moves. Create an audio track called riser noise. Drop operator on it, and yes, we're using operator as a noise source. Oscillator to white noise. Keep the level conservative, like minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Headroom matters because builds get loud fast. Then add auto filter. Choose the MS2 24 dB filter. Add a little drive, say 2 to 6. Resonance around 0.3 to 0.55. Now automate the filter frequency from roughly 200 to 400 Hz at the start, up to 12 to 16 khz by the end. But here's the teacher tip. Don't draw a perfectly straight automation line. Automations should have handwriting. Make it slow early, then accelerate near the end, or add tiny steps or a small wobble in the last bar. That subtle human curve instantly feels more intentional and less preset. After the filter, add saturator. Drive 3 to 7 dB, soft clip on. Then add auto pan for width and energy. Rate it 1/8 to start, and automate toward 1/16 near the drop. Amount may be 30 to 70%. Phase 120 to 180 degrees. Arrangement wise, bars 1 to 8. A slow filter opening. Bars 9 to 16. Faster opening, slightly more auto pan amount, maybe a tiny ramp of saturator drive, and one classic DNB move. In the final 2 bars, automate resonance up just a touch so it starts to scream into the drop. Carefully, a little goes a long way. Second element, a tonal riser that matches the key. This is one of those why does this track feel expensive differences. If your riser is tonal and in key, the build suddenly feels like it belongs to the tune, not pasted on top. Create a MIDI track called Tonal Riser. Use Waveitable or Operator if you prefer. In Waveitable, start simple, basic shapes, something sine or triangle-ish. Add unison 2 to 4 voices, detune 5 to 12%. Don't go too wide or it gets blurry. Filter LP24 with a bit of drive 2 to 4. Give the filter envelope some amount, around 20 to 40%. Amp envelope, attack 50 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click. Release 300 to 900 milliseconds. For MIDI, hold the root note of your track. Or do the classic tension move, root, Then in the last bar go up one semitone. That tiny shift creates anxiety in a very DNB friendly way. Then automate pitch. Start at minus 12 semitones and rise to zero by the drop. In the final half bar, do a tiny overshoot. Up to plus 2 semitones and back. That little panic flick reads as oh, we're about to hit. Add hybrid reverb as an insert on this tonal riser, not ascend, just for glue. Decay 1.5 to 3 seconds. High pass around 400 Hz, mix 10 to 25%. Third element, vocal or FX chops as call and response. This is ear candy people remember, because it's almost like the track is talking back. Create an audio track called Vox Chop. Grab a short phrase, one or two words. Drop it into simpler in one-shot mode. Turn warp on. If it's a phrase, Complex Pro can help. If it's percussive, beats might be tighter. Slice mode is optional if you want multiple chop points. Processing chain, EQ8, high pass 120 to 250 Hz. If it's harsh, dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Then saturator, drive 2 to 5 dB. Now the build trick. Beat repeat, but only as a moment. You don't need it running the whole time. Set interval to 1 bar or 1/2 if you want it busier. Grid start at 1/8, then automate to 1/16 in the final bar. Chance 25 to 60% if you want some variation, or set it higher for a more performed effect. Variation 10 to 20. Turn on the beat repeat filter and shape it into a bandpass so it gets that radio-ish energy. Place chops like answers to your drums. Think of them as offbeat punctuation, not the main character. Bar 13. One short chop, mostly dry. Bar 14. The same chop, but throw it into the DUB delay with send automation. Bars 15 and 16. The chop comes back, beat repeat ramps up, then hard cut right before the drop. And here's an extra detail you can add. On the very last vocal chop, do a micro pitch yelp. Duplicate that last chop and automate clip transpose. Quick up plus 3, then down minus 2 within an eighth note. Then saturator and a quick EQ dip if it gets sharp. It's tiny, but it screams produced. Fourth element, reverb throw and delay catch. This is the space opens, then snaps shut effect. Pick one moment at the end of bar 16. A snare fill hit, a vocal word, an impact. Automate send B, the long verb, only on that hit. Go bigger than you think, like around minus 6 dB send or even more, because we already gain stage the return. Then the important part, control it before the drop. Put a utility on the long verb return, and automate gain down fast right before the drop. For example, in the last eighth note, fade it down by 12 dB or all the way out. For the delay catch, also automate send C, the dub delay on that same hit. Then on the delay return, add auto filter and automate the low pass closing into the drop, like 12k down to 2k, so the delay sort of ducks away and the drop stays clean. Advanced clean trick, put a compressor on the long verb return, sidechained from your snare or kick. Fast attack, medium release, just 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You get huge tails, but they breathe around the transients, and the first hit of the drop still punches through. Fifth element, glitch ramp and stutter tension. This is where DNB builds get that rhythmic anticipation. Create an audio track called Build Glitch Bus. Route a few build elements to it, like a drum build loop, percussion, maybe the vocal, or just duplicate your drums into it. On that bus, put beat repeat, set interval to 1/2, and automate it tighter. 1/4 then 1/8 as you approach the drop. Automate grid from 1/8 to 1/16 to 1/32 during the last two bars. Gate around 40 to 70%. Chance 100% here, because we want a controlled ramp, not random chaos. Then auto pan, rate 1/8 to 1/16, amount 20 to 50%, and redux very lightly. Downsample like 1.2 to 2.5, bit reduction basically off. This is just for texture. Bring this glitch bus up in bars 15 and 16 with volume automation. Then last one beat, mute it sharply. That silence is the punchline that makes the drop hit like a truck. Key principle to memorize, tension is increasing rhythmic density and reducing low end, which takes us to the final pre-drop move. The pre-drop suck and stop. This is the half beat of drama where everything feels like it collapses inward. You can do this on the master, or better, on a dedicated pre-drop group bus if you have one. At EQ8, in the last half bar, automate a high pass from 20 Hz up to around 120 to 200 Hz. You're basically stealing the sub and low weight right before the drop, so when the drop sub returns, it feels like it appears out of nowhere. Add utility. Automate width from 100% down to about 60% in that same last half bar. That narrowing makes the track feel like it's being pulled into the center. Optionally, add a subtle reverb lift, like hybrid reverb mix from 0 up to 8% over a bar, then slam it back to 0% exactly at the drop. Don't let it smear. If you want a tape stop style moment without third-party plugins, print a tiny part of your build to audio, set warp mode to tones, and automate transpose down quickly over the last half beat. Add a hint of vinyl distortion, tracing model on, just a small drive. Keep it short. In DNB, a tiny interruption hits harder than a long gimmick. Now, coach notes to keep you from making the classic intermediate mistakes. First, treat build FX like a foreground percussion section. If you can't hear your ear candy at low volume, it's probably living in the wrong frequency range or it's too masked. Turn your monitors way down. You should still hear ticks, flickers, and little vocal shapes living in the 1 to 8 kHz zone without needing to crank the channel fader. Second, one hero moment per four bars. Don't stack every cool trick at once. Choose one spotlight event for each four-bar block. For example, bar 12, a vocal flip. Bar 14, a filter yelp on the riser. Bar 16, the huge throw. Everything else supports. Third, keep your build clean in stereo. Wide highs are great, but low mids should usually stay more centered. Put EQ8 on risers or verb returns, switch to M/S mode, gently lift a high shelf on the sides if you want air, and trim a bit of 200 to 500 HC on the sides if things get foggy. Fourth, plan drop cleanliness in advance with two rules. Rule 1, in the last eighth to quarter note before the drop, remove at least one major element, a riser, the glitch bus, or a return tail. Rule 2, any long effect must be ducked, gated, or faded before the first drop transient. If you follow those two rules, your drop gets bigger even if your build is busy. Let's do a quick arrangement map so you're not just piling things on randomly. Use a four-stage intensity curve. Bars 1 to 4, establish, mostly dry. Start noise riser quietly, tonal riser subtle. Bars 5 to 8, introduce. First small delay throw, small movement in stereo, maybe one vocal answer. Bars 9 to 12, escalate. Shorter note values, more offbeat ear candy, maybe that root to semitone tension starts to hint. Bars 13 to 16, payoff. One signature fill, one signature throw, one contrast event, like a microsilence. And a fun advanced variation if you want a believable fake out, the false drop micro switch. Duplicate your build drums to a new track, high pass them aggressively with auto filter for one bar. In the last two beats, mute the real drums and let the filtered copy do a tiny preview groove. Then hard cut to silence for an eighth or a quarter note. Then the real drop. It's a proper fake out without being cheesy. Another advanced spice, triplet tension injection, on the DUB delay return, for one hit only, automate delay time from 1/8 dotted to straight 1/8. This audio version is shortened for playback.